Bolton chocolate cookies, and I'll share my last four ones with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
What a woman.
They're very good.
That's very Aquarian of you.
It is, isn't it?
When the moon
Charlie
is,
also is Aquarius.
When the moon is in the seventh house.
That's right.
Jupiter aligns with Mars.
Then you get cookies.
Then you get chocolate cookies.
From John Bolton. Work that into the poem.
But also, if anybody got busted at that time, now you would go down to the all the bail bondsmen on Decatur Street, right across
still
from
are.
now they're on across from the ACDC, the Atlanta City Detention Center. It's on Peachtree, way down there by Garnet Street.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a big jail
they were
there.
Still in the same place, anyway.
No, Decatur Street got torn down. That's where my favorite business name of all time is, the bail bondsman.
What?
Free at last, bail and bond.
Wonder if he did a
why choose anything else? I mean, I'm surprised anybody else gets any business.
Especially in Atlanta.
I have a poem inscribed in stone right across the street in front of the jail. It's off subject, but it's called Phone Call from a Slave Ship. It was like 1994. They put it up there.
This is 20 years, you said?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's like, this is first person's little story of a kid being busted and being in that jail, the Atlanta City Detention Center, and feeling like he was in a slave ship. Because inside any American jail, it's black people, black men.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I was driving, like 2 days later, I was driving back after I'd gotten my $500 check, and Neil Bortz was ranting at me that I had compared the American penal system to the slave ship.
Well, sounds yeah. right to me.
And hadn't paid for it.
Well, that's a badge of
honor. Oh, and then didn't
pay for it. You've had Neil Bortz rant at you.
I know, I'd gotten paid for comparing the penal system to a slave ship. So anyway, but back then, if you got busted, okay, down there on Decatur Street, they were, in Earl Guthrie's words, they were bailing out mother rapers and father rapers and
mother stabbers.
Anybody who's on the group, that'd be benched. But if you got arrested for being against the war, no bail bondsman would bail you. You could be arrested for raping your sister. They would get you out. But if you got arrested, it was just like this code of honor, except there was one guy, Allie Pat Patrick, who is this major figure in the Atlanta black community. He's still alive.
Oh, Allie Pat. Yeah. He used to have a radio show.
He still does.
He's run for sheriff a few times, and just a great guy.
Yeah.
He found Ray Charles blind, as a teenager on Auburn Avenue.
Is that right?
Helped him, like, in the early 50s. So Allie Pat was the only person who would bail political people out of jail.
Wow.